message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
From famine to feasting. Famine means scarcity. Famine means lack. Famine means struggling. Famine means inadequacy or scantiness. When we are talking about feasting, we are talking of abundance. When we are talking about feasting, we are talking about having excess of everything. Somebody say excess. As from today, everything that you need shall be excess. Everything you desire shall become excess in your hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. One of the major problems of our society presently is famine or scarcity. You can also call it hunger or inadequacy. Not having enough. This generation is suffering like no man's business because of this problem. I pray in the name of Jesus that both you and your family will never know scarcity in Jesus' name. One of the major promises of God to us is that we will live in abundance. Why must you come out of famine and poverty and scarcity? Why? Why must you hate it and come out of it? Number one, poverty or famine destroys the destiny of a man. Anywhere you see famine, anywhere you see scarcity, you are seeing destiny destroyer. In Proverbs 10 verse 15, the Bible says, the destruction of the poor is their poverty. The destruction of the life, you say the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their... So, scarcity or famine can destroy life. Your life will not be destroyed. Why must you come out of famine and come out of every form of scarcity? Is that scarcity or famine is not God's intention for you. Proverbs 29 verse 11, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you an expected end. Also in Psalms 35 verse 27b, the Bible says, for God delights in the prosperity of his servants. So God delights, God is happy when you are okay. My prayer for you tonight is that God's intention for you shall come to pass in Jesus' name. So God's intention for you is not to live in scarcity. God doesn't want you to live in scarcity. God doesn't want you to suffer. No, he does not want you to go about begging for bread. God does not want you to be in any form of want. He wants you to enjoy abundance. And that expectation of God shall come to pass in your life in Jesus' name. Number three, why must you come out of famine and scarcity? Is that it makes you lose friends and associates. Scarcity, famine makes you lose friends. It makes you lose loved ones. Proverbs 14 verse 20, the poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. Anybody that is poor will lack friends, lack support, will lack helpers. It's amazing that people want to help the rich more than they even want to help the poor. As for you, you will not lack friends that love you sincerely in Jesus' name. I don't have more time tonight. I'll be speaking quickly on secrets of moving from famine to feasting. How do I move from a situation whereby I'm barely managing with my husband and my children to a situation where I have more than enough? Number one is accessing the blessing of God through God-first mentality. Accessing blessings through God-first mentality. God-first mentality. God-first mentality. A blessing of God is the cure to famine. Anywhere you see scarcity, anywhere you see want, anywhere you see inadequacies, what is required is the sequel of the blessing of God. Once the blessing of God is introduced to a business, scarcity disappears. Once the blessing of God is introduced to a destiny, scarcity goes away. That's why you will notice that when the blessing of God came to some particular countries like America in those days, when the blessing of God came through the gospel, scarcity disappeared. When they brought the gospel to Nigeria from England or from the UK, in those days, you will see that gradually the fortune of Nigeria began to change. Began to discover oil, coal, copper, many other good things started coming out because the blessing of God was introduced. But there's a condition attached to getting the blessing of God, that is having a God-first mentality. God-first mentality is talking about thinking of God first before anyone, thinking of God first before any human being, thinking of God first before any other thing, thinking of God before any other expenses is done. God first. God first. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. Seeking God first, thinking of God first, always birth blessings. That is, you wake up in the morning and the first person that, the thought of the first thing that comes to your mind is God. How you want to worship him. How you want to praise him. When money enters your hand, the first thing that comes to your mind is how you want to redeem, how you want to ensure that your covenant practice is not broken. That's what they call God first mentality. Not thinking of earrings first, or designer shoes first, or designer shirts first. God is the first thing that comes to your mind. Once you get to this level, you will escape famine. Doesn't matter how scarce things are in the nation or in the family, a person that thinks of God first will always get special attention. A person that always honors God more than he honors any human being will always get God's attention. My prayer for you tonight is that God is going to give you that grace in Jesus' name. I say God will give you that grace in Jesus' name. The grace that will make you honor God more than any individual. The grace that will make you love God more than you love any mortal person. If you love father or mother, or husband or wife, or children more than me, say you are not worthy of me. Worthy of me. If you love anything or anybody more than me, you are not worthy of me. You are not yet ready to quit famine. When a man gets to a level where you love God with passion, where your heart pants after God vehemently, then the days of your famine are over. My prayer for somebody here today is that your heart will pant after God. I say your heart will pant after God. It's not difficult to know those whose heart pant after God. Everything about their life revolves around God. They make decisions. When they want to take a job, they will look at it. Will this job give me time to serve God? If the job doesn't give them to serve God, they won't take it. Will this business allow me to be able to serve God? If it doesn't, they will look for another business. Everything about their life revolves around God. They don't make any excuses. They love God with passion. Their heart is always after God and the things of God. And to covenant practice on a regular basis, according to what the book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 11 talks about, talking about we escaping famine by ensuring that we don't rob God. You say, will a man rob God? Yes, you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and in offering. They honor God with their tithes. They honor God with their offerings. And as a result of this, God honors them back with abundance. The prayer for you is that one of the people that God will honor in this 2019, your name will be there. Family that God will honor in this 2019, your family will be there. When your family and you yourself begin to honor God, you have already enlisted. You have enlisted your family to continual supplies. You have enlisted your family for continual supplies. As from today, that will be your portion in Jesus' name. So, the blessing of God, assessing the blessing of God through a God first mentality. You wake up in the morning, you think of God first. Before you make phone call, before you check your text, before you check your Facebook, before you check if you have email, you honor God first. Once money comes to your hand, you give God his own portion first. Anything, people know you for it. Just like what happened to Daniel in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Verse 1 particularly, they looked at him and said, how can we get this done? They said, there's no way except from the issue of God. We can't get this man except in the issue of God. And they went after him. He said, okay, let us ensure that we know that if this man, if we can get in the issue of God, we can destroy him. We know he likes to pray. We know he likes to seek God. We know he likes to seek God first. After the commandment was, after they had already said it, that anybody that seeks any other God will die, Daniel still went ahead and prayed to God 3 times a day. His heart was connected to God. He knew that anybody that worships God will die. He said, what am I living for? If they want to kill me, they kill me. Those that fear death eventually die. Those that don't fear death, that knows that God is with them, they don't die. As from today, God will give you that kind of strong heart in Jesus' name. 2, secret of moving from famine to feasting is helping the poor or assisting the less privileged. Helping the poor or assisting the less privileged. In Acts 20 verse 35, the Bible says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed If you are a Christian and you want to move from famine to prosperity, your desire every day shouldn't be, they should give me. Your desire should be to give somebody something. Everyone that will move in fortune and abundance is a person looking out for the poor, looking out for the less privileged, looking out for the widow to be a blessing to, looking out for the fatherless. That was the secret of Job in Job 29, verse 12 to 16. Job 29, verse 12 to 16. Job was a man that pleased God through assisting others. Because I delivered the poor that cried and the fatherless. Can you see that? And him that had none to help him. Job was always looking for people that didn't have anybody to help them. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me. And I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. You see the kind of life this man lived? I put on righteousness and it clothed me. My judgment was a robe and a diadem. I was eye to the blind. He gave eye to the blind. And feet was eye to the lame. He was a father to the poor. And the cause which I knew not, I searched out. Those that needed solution to their problem, I tried to search for solution to their problem. May God make you this kind of person. I said, may God make you this kind of person. Job was a man. He was a solution man. He wasn't a problem. You never be counted among the problems. May you never be a problem but a solution. He was a man giving solution. He was always giving solution. We look for those that needed help. Those that cannot repay him, we help them. We look for those that cannot assist him, he will assist them. We look for those that did not necessarily do it because he wanted any favor from them. He just did it because he wanted to be a blessing. Time of famine is a time of trouble. And God always delivers those that deliver. If you want God to deliver you in scarcity, in want, then deliver the poor. Psalms 41 verse 1. Psalms 41 verse 1. As you deliver the poor, God delivers you. The Bible says, blessed is he, consider the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. God will deliver you in time of trouble. Say, God will deliver you in time of trouble. Every man or woman that delivers others in the time of trouble, we always believe that you'll be delivered in trouble. What you sow is what you reap. Galatians chapter 6, 7, and of course, verse 8 and 9. You know the scripture very well. So if you sow something good, you reap it. Anything that you do to the poor person, you also reap it. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. So every time you help somebody, you are sowing into your future. Because it will suddenly come back to you. My prayer for you today is that grace to be able to assist those within your power around you, God will give unto you in Jesus' name. Say, God will give that grace to you in Jesus' name. Days to which you see those that you can help and you turn your eyes away, those days are over. You see somebody that you can help and you have already signed up to exit yourself among the poor. As some of us, by God's grace, the issue of poverty can never be our portion again forever because we have found this secret. We have found this secret and we have continued to use it. We have continued to use the secret. And I pray for somebody here today. You are stepping into a higher realm in the name of Jesus. You are stepping into a higher realm of being a solution provider in Jesus' name. Everywhere you go, you will be a solution provider. Everywhere you go, you will be a solution provider. Number three, how do I move from famine to feasting? It's through diligence. Proverbs 13 verse 4. Proverbs 13 verse 4. It's a scripture that explains that the soul of the sluggard desired and had nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. In Proverbs 10 verse 4, the Bible says, He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. So anyone that wants to become poor, then the person should not work. The easiest way to be poor is to be a lazy person. That's the easiest way to become a poor person. Because once a person is not working, there's nothing God is going to bless. In 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10, 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10, the Bible says, he that does not work must not eat. If a person say, I don't feel like working, then the person should not feel like eating. Solution to poverty is hard work. The solution to poverty is hard work. The solution to poverty is hard work. Some time ago, I told you the story of a young man who graduated. And said he wants to work for himself. First year started, I want to work for myself. Second year, I want to work for myself. And year started going, I want to work for myself. And he had no capital to start a business. I always wonder how people say they want to work for themselves without any experience on business. Do you know that the The theory of school is completely different from the practical of real life. It's different totally. The theory that you learn in school is a lot of times what you used to eat might not be what you learned in school. A lot of times as a Christian, ideas come to your mind even as you key into God. You can only utilize this if you're a hardworking person. You can only utilize this if you are a person that loves to work. If you are a person that you say, "What's your hobby?" "My hobby is that I like watching TV or I like sleeping." You have a problem. I've seen people like that. I would say, What do you like to do? I just like traveling. My hobby is traveling. What kind of hobby is that? That's a famine hobby. Traveling to do what? If you say, "I love traveling for ministry," or "I love traveling to attend to my business," or "I love traveling to do this," I hear, "but I just love traveling." There's nothing bad in traveling. It's nothing bad. It's a wonderful thing. There's need for a much deserved rest after we have worked. But resting without working is like attraction of poverty without knowing. Resting without working is like one is just trying to magnetize poverty. Resting without working is like magnetizing poverty without knowing. Every child of God must know how to walk. Our Father in the Lord, Baba Iye Adeboye, once said something. He said, people can say many things about me. They can say he's a very ambitious man. Very ambitious, likes to start churches everywhere. He wants to dominate everywhere. He wants to do this. They can say many things. But there's one thing they cannot say about me, that I'm a lazy man. They can say many things. People say a lot of things. It's too this, you are too this, you are too that. Go and rest. Go and do this. Go and do that. But you can never say that he's a lazy man. That be your testimony. Say me, that be your testimony. Everywhere you go, nobody will be able to call you a lazy person. Now here you say a big amen. For your walk to walk, you have to walk. For your walk to walk, you must walk. Nothing works in the hands of somebody who refuses to walk. Famine always exits when the cycle of walk is added to it. Famine always exits. How many of you know how China came out of the... China was a country that nobody wanted to go in those days. It was like a country that nobody wanted to have anything to do with. Because of the kind of the way they walk there is different from the way a lot of Nigerians walk. Different from the way a lot of Africans walk. I went to a particular place in the east, a particular state in the east, and I was aghast. It's women that walk there. Men will tie wrapper and take palm wine in the morning. They drink palmy in the morning with bush meat brought in by the woman. Wonderful. I've never seen this kind of thing before in my life. So when the time of militancy comes, they will carry gun. Want to take oil at all costs. Want to take over the nation at all costs. We'd be in the house in the morning, wake up around 9, and then be playing IU. This is very, very sick. Be playing IU in the morning when one should be at his place of work. May God give us understanding. Say, may God give us understanding. 4, how do you move from famine to feasting is to guide your thoughts. Proverbs 21 verse 5. The thought of the diligent tended to plenteousness. Thought of the diligent tended to... If you are going to ever become prosperous, you must have a prosperous thinking. People might think it's pride. Some people might think it's arrogance. But if your thinking is poor, you can't be rich. Because there's a way rich people think. They just believe that things will be okay. They are positivistic. Very positive. They believe the business they start will work. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. 21, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you might ask or what? Think. Somebody say ask or think. Amen. Above all, if you cannot think it, you can't have it. So if you are still thinking that how can one make it in Nigeria, I can't help you. If I fast 40 days and I did not even take water because of you, I can't help you. Because your thinking has to be fine-tuned. That's what a lot of things we do in church when you come to church. We try to make you think right. We try to change your thinking from that negative thinking, from that thinking of this is how it should be done, to the way it actually should be done. In Proverbs 23 verse 7, the Bible says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So think right. Think that you are rich. Carry yourself like a rich. Stop discussing with people and referring to yourself as part of the poor people of Nigeria. You have been exempted. Hello. I say you have been exempted. God has brought you out of that poverty. forefathers might have been poor, grandfather might have been poor, even father and mother might have been poor. You will never be poor. Let me hear you say amen. Let me hear you say amen. In my place, they say three generations must not be poor altogether. But if you look at your generation, your great-grandfather was not so okay. Maybe he was even in Babalawo and living inside one rickety place. Your grandfather too, things were not okay. He just managed to survive. It's a small cocoa farm. It's less than one plot. And your father too, just managed to increase it to 1.5 plots. No. You must exceed them in the name of Jesus. I say you will exceed them in the name of Jesus. There are some of you here by God's grace. By the time they will see the gap between you and your ancestors, it will be like from here to Lagos by road. Oh God, you are sleeping on your chair. Some of you, by the time they will see the gap between you and those that are behind you, those that came before you, it will be like from here to London by foot. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Please take your seat. I want your thoughts to hate poverty. I want your mind to hate being inside want. You'll be begging for salt. Please, can I have salt? For what reason? How can you be begging, be borrowing clothes to go where to party? You have passed that level. Your covenant, your father is the creator of clothes. And the person that you borrow from come and knock your door. Please, I don't want, go and go, give me my thing. You only said for morning alone, it's already evening. Enough is enough. Somebody say enough is enough. It is this thinking that makes blessings to come. Enough of you walking like a poor person. Walk with the grace of God upon you. Let them ask you, are you more than this? Are you just more than this? Is it that you are more than this? So there's some people like that will say, what? So your beginning may be small. Your latter end shall greatly increase. Job 8 verse 7. It doesn't matter how you look now. It doesn't matter how things are tough now. Let your thinking be tuned that the future will be all right. You're living in a rented apartment now. As God liveth, you will begin to build estates. Somebody will say, how is it possible? How is it possible? You don't need to think of how it's possible. The God you are serving is massive. The person you are serving is massive. You can't box God to a corner with your small certificate. It's more than your certificate. It's more than your job. If he comes, everybody, every demon must take cover. God will come in your life today. Say, God will appear in your life today. In the name of Jesus. The same place where they said there's famine, he appeared, and in that same place they had more than enough. He made poverty to disappear overnight. That is the same way God will make lack to disappear overnight in your life. Many of us, the little that we have, we already think we have arrived. You are not ever arrived. When you have arrived, I will tell you that you have arrived. When you have arrived, I would yes, you are finally no. God still has something better for you. There's room for improvement. And that room shall be filled in a hurry. I said that room shall be filled in a hurry. But you need to change your thinking. Change the way you think. Change the way you change your thought pattern. Don't think lack again. Don't think poverty again. And suddenly you begin to attract blessings. You begin to attract favor. You begin to attract prosperity. You begin to attract what God has in store for you. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody shout a big amen. Somebody shout a big amen. To hate poverty with passion is to suddenly enter into surplus. Once you hate it with passion, suddenly things will start changing for you. All of a sudden, when your thought pattern is a pattern of advancement, is a pattern of enlargement, suddenly you will see that the God you are serving is bigger than the way you think he is. My prayer for someone here today is that suddenly that God will appear to show his favor in your life in Jesus' name. He will appear to show his blessings in your life in Jesus' name. He will appear to change your story in Jesus' name. If I were you, I will say louder amen. If I were you, I will say louder amen. that God that changed the life of Peter is going to step in to change your own life in Jesus' name. That God that suddenly appeared in that wedding in Cana of Galilee is going to suddenly appear in your own life also in Jesus' name. And everyone will see you and call you blessed. Your friends will call you blessed. Your family members will call you blessed. Everyone that sees you will call you blessed. Do you know that everywhere Jesus went to, he terminated famine, he terminated scarcity? John chapter 2 from verse 2, story is there of a wedding in Cana of Galilee that Jesus appeared. And they said, wine has finished. He said, there's nothing again. They said, insufficiency has just entered this new couple's life. Jesus said, no. If I appear somewhere, you can't be talking of scarcity. If I appear somewhere, you can't be talking of lack. And all of a sudden, everything called famine and scarcity disappeared there. That is how God will appear in your own family today. I said, that is how God will appear in your family today. I said, that is how God will appear in your family today. In the name of Jesus. In verse 9, John chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, and when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was turned to wine, and knew not whence it was, the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, what is going on? How come there was famine here just a few minutes ago? What is going on? Because Jesus stepped in, their thought pattern changed, and their bank account began to swell. Your bank account will begin to swell. Your bank account will begin to swell. Number 5, how to move from famine to feasting. I said number 1 is what? Assessing the blessing of God through God first mentality. Number 2, helping the poor, assisting the less privileged. Number 3 is diligence. Number 4, guide your thoughts. And number 5 is upright living or truthfulness. Life that is upright and truthful always brings out of famine. In Psalms 37, verse 18 and 19. Psalms 37, verse 18 and 19. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. Somebody say amen. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of what? Famine, they shall be what? Shall be satisfied. Uprightness makes you satisfied when others are in lack. When you are upright, when others are in lack, you become satisfied. When you do it right, things will definitely go the way it should be for you. Anyone that lives an upright life will eventually be satisfied. I pray for you today, you'll be satisfied. I say you'll be satisfied. Financially, you'll be satisfied. Maritally, you'll be satisfied. In every sector and areas of life, you'll be satisfied. Listen to me, friends. Your life of truthfulness and refusing to dupe others always makes you blessed. Your refusal to corner other people's blessing and put it in your own personal pocket makes God to smile on you. God will smile on you. Say, God will smile on you. Your truthfulness will pay off for you. How many of us know why President Buhari is on this? He doesn't have much money, as it were, in quotes, and he's broke, but it's not as if he's a very rich man like that. But because he was found to be upright, everybody wanted to bring him in at all costs. Everybody did everything they can to ensure that this man is upright and we want him there. Your uprightness makes you to be appointed. Your lack of uprightness makes you to be disappointed. When you are upright, you are appointed. When you are not upright, you become disappointed. As from today, the gains of uprightness shall be your portion. I said the gains of uprightness shall be your portion. In Proverbs 20 verse 7, Proverbs 20 verse 7, Bible says, the just man walketh in his integrity. Proverbs 20 verse 7, the just man walketh in integrity. His children are blessed after him. So when you are upright and when you are a man or woman of truthfulness, even your children eat out of it. Even your children are blessed from your uprightness. I've been seeing people that their fathers were very upright, and then suddenly when they wanted to go and get a job, They just enter the place and they ask them, and they said, what's your name? He said, so person. Is it the so person? Yes, that's my father. I'm the second born. Oh, wonderful. Don't bother again to do any interview. You have the job. Thank you. Please go out. Call the next person. I've seen that happen severally. Because when a man is upright, even his children escape famine. When a man is upright, when a woman is upright, even her children always become blessed. Your children will become blessed. Say your children will become blessed. There are some parents, their children will curse them last. We curse them. Because the everywhere they go with that name, the door is always closed. What's your name? Say, is it so? I say, okay, no problem. We'll see you later. We'll call you, but they will never call them. That will never be your testimony in Jesus' name. I said that will never be your testimony in Jesus' name. As I begin to round up tonight, famine is real, but feasting is also real. Famine is real. Lack is real, but abundance is also real. Scarcity is very, very real, but prosperity is more real than that. As you step into these keys, as you utilize these keys, as you walk with God, ensuring that you have a mentality of God first, God first, God first, God first, God first, God first, it will pay off for you and your family in Jesus' name. I say it will pay off for you and your family in Jesus' name. And as you go about helping those you can assist, you can't help everybody. You are not the Alpha and the Omega. You can't assist everybody, but at least as many as you can, as many that cross your path that you can assist, you help them, then you are set. Also, as you go about enjoying what you do, enjoying your work, enjoying, you just love working. You enjoy working. You enjoy the cycle of putting in something into your assignment and have signed in to God's blessing. And of course, you guide your heart on a continual basis. You watch your thoughts. Any thought that shows poverty, you flush it out. Many of you know how we flush things inside the restroom. Anything you put there that you know you don't want, you just put it and you flush it away forever. You flush your thinking of any thought that makes you think that you are going to be poor in life. Any thought that will make you think that you will end up as a beggar, you flush it out. You remove it completely. Of course, you walk uprightly in truthfulness, in sincerity of purpose. You refuse to dupe others. You refuse to stab others in the back. You refuse to do anything that can make you, that can make God to be angry with you, place you under a curse. And I pray that from today, this thing will become your portion in Jesus' name. Your storehouse will never be scanty again. Your room or anywhere you store food items will never lack food again. Can I hear you say a big amen? Your freezer will not be empty again. Your freezer will not be empty again. Your bank account will not be empty again. In the name of Jesus. Everything that will make you happy, God will give you in excess. Everything that will make you comfortable, God will give you in excess. Excess cars, excess houses, excess help and assistance, excess of every good thing of life. In the name of Jesus. When you call on one person for help, minimum of 7 people will appear to help you. When you call on one person for help, minimum of 7 people will appear to help you. It doesn't matter who is experiencing scarcity and famine. You and your family shall be exempted. I say you and your family shall be exempted. You and your family shall be exempted. The same God that gave manna to the children of Israel in those days will supply you your needs. You say, my God will supply all my needs. Philippians 4 verse 19. He will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That same God will supply your needs. That same God will supply your needs. As from today, every time you knock, the door will be open to you so easily. Every one of you in business, I declare your business will become very prosperous. Your business will become very prosperous. It will go from cobalt to thousands, from thousands to millions, from millions to billions, from billions to multi-billions, in the name of Jesus. Those who are in careers, your careers will become prosperous. You will be the most preferred. 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 Your promotion shall be accelerated. Your lifting shall be accelerated. Your helpers will not sleep till they help you. Your helpers will not sleep till they help you. And I say this prophetically, anyone here, that anyone is holding on to your money, maybe it's government or anybody that is holding on to your money or owes you money, they will release this quickly in the name of Jesus. Any system that is holding on to your money, they will release it quickly. Any system or any individual that owes you allowances, owes you bonuses, owes you money of goods that they bought from you and they refuse to pay, my God will collect it for you. the God of 24-hour miracle will go and touch their heart. I say God will go and touch their heart. I say God will go and touch their heart. You will not walk like an elephant and eat like an ant. In this 2019, your financial situation will change. In this 2019, your financial situation will change. I've noticed that there is a particular year that a life of a person changes. And I say this prophetically, this 2019, your life will change. Positively, your life will change. Positively, your life will change. Whatever you have now, I decree that it is multiplied several times. Whatever you have now, it is multiplied several times. God will give you peace of mind. You know, scantiness and scarcity, it makes one to be apprehensive. It makes one's heart to be jittery. As from today, God will give you rest. No more landlord problem. I said no more landlord problem. No more landlord problem. No more landlord problem. No more creditors problem. Can I hear you say a big amen? No more creditors problems. In the name of Jesus. The jobless shall receive their miracle jobs. The sick shall be healed. And those trusting God for one area or another to experience abundance, receive that abundance today. In the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands and give Him praise. It's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.